All of the lawmakers in the all-Democrat Berkshire delegation, including Representatives Galen Caridi of North Adams, Paul Mark of Peru, Tricia Farley Bouvier of Pittsfield, William Smitty Pignatelli of Lenox, and State Senator Benjamin Downing of Pittsfield, ended their seven-day SNAP challenge Monday. Each lawmaker survived on food bought only with a week's allowance of the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program benefits for one person, $31.50. In addition to raising awareness about hunger in western Massachusetts, the lawmakers also sought to draw attention to the debate over the Farm Bill in Washington. In June, the House of Representatives rejected a farm bill that sought to make substantial cuts to the SNAP program. An updated version was passed last week by House Republicans that removed the changes to SNAP, but received no support from Democrats. State Senator Benjamin Downing said that the issue is particularly important for western Massachusetts. Berkshire and Franklin counties have the two highest per capita number of farms in the state.
It's a part of the economy here. It's a part of our culture, part of our communities. But the cost of a good farm bill for the United States shouldn't be leaving 47 million people who need SNAP benefits to leave them behind. That shouldn't be the cost of a good bill.
Representative Paul Mark said that while undertaking the challenge, which amounted to a lot of peanut butter sandwiches, he received emails and messages from his constituents and hopes that the challenge brought the issue of hunger forward.
It definitely got attention, and I think it brought the proper attention to the issue that we weren't doing this to show how we're sacrificing. We were doing this to show that poverty is an issue, rural poverty is especially an issue, and we need to make sure people think about that before they make cuts to programs like this.
Mark, who said he grew up in poverty, added that the challenge also reminded him of how often the working poor with busy lives can get left behind.
I passed on going to the pre-parties at the Democratic Convention because I knew people would be offering me food, and it wasn't an option for me under this challenge. So it just reminded me of if you can't afford to go out to like these important lunches or to different meetings that people are inviting to you, how you kind of get left behind. And that cuts across all ages, all races, all ethnicities, all backgrounds.
Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier said that at the outset of the challenge, while on a shopping trip to a Big Y supermarket in Pittsfield, she realized the difficulty in buying fresh produce and healthy foods on such a slim budget. The Democrat said that her experience made her begin to think about the ways the state government can further assist SNAP beneficiaries.
They sent from corporate a dietitian to shop with me, and how much I learned during that process. But, you know, the typical SNAP beneficiary doesn't have their own personal dietitian shopping with them. And quite frankly, maybe they should. Maybe we need to create programs where nutrition counseling is a part of receiving SNAP benefits.
She suggested that more investments be made to the state's Department of Transitional Assistance to aid caseworkers for SNAP beneficiaries. Farley Bouvier said that in her district, some caseworkers are tasked to manage the benefits for up to 1,000 individuals.
We have to have more caseworkers, and the caseworkers need to be focusing on how we really help people out of poverty. Right now, all we're doing is keeping people in poverty because it's just about getting them their checks on time.
Representative Gail Caridi could not attend the press conference, nor could Representative William Smitty Pignatelli. A staff member from Pignatelli's office described how the representative had to make decisions about making the food bought with the $31 last through the week, which included watering down orange juice. And Senator Downing offered his thoughts on what all levels of government should focus on to reduce hunger in the future.
That's partnerships between government and nonprofits at the local level, partnerships between those nonprofits, government, and our grocery stores, our larger food suppliers, local agriculture, and our farmers. If we bring that broad cross-section together along with our anti-poverty agencies, and then it's making it a priority at every level of government, that's what's going to reduce hunger.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.